375, the 17th of August 2021, Q&A, Our Greatest Power, https://www.youtube.com/watch.v=lispui_yameditation-reconnect with your true power only. https://www.youtube.com/watch.v=isofkesqkqm The Deems device. At the same time, I would like to introduce you to the Deems device. I have no financial interest in doing this, I am just supporting a fantastic tool that can help humanity. The blueprint of this device has been given by extraterrestrials to someone who contacted me, and I decided to help this person promoting it because it is sensational. The Deems device is a powerful electromagnetic device which creates a vortex of electromagnetic and piezoelectric energy. This energy is believed to help ease pain, clear, balance damaged nerves and balance nervous system pathways for a holistic natural healing. The Deems device is also helpful to practitioners of acupuncture, Reiki, energy healing and light workers. The device uses the native energy found in the practitioner and the patient, as well as universal and crystal energy, and amps them up exponentially, assisting in the balancing of the meridians, chakras and healing of the body, mind and soul. Video about the Deems device, https://utah.be/nm1pj_60nsw. Contact Chris O'Connor for information on the device, deemsdevice@gmail.com. To purchase the device, at 50% off for Elena Dannon channel subscribers. www.lightlovemedia.com. Then scroll down to the 50% off for YouTube subscribers section. Please subscribe also to the Divine Evolution channel on YouTube and like a video, and sign up for emails to Light Love Media. So that you are aware, Chris is currently working alone to create each device, and it can take a couple of weeks lead time to get a device out to you, once you've ordered and paid for it, especially international purchases. He doesn't carry them in stock but makes them as they're ordered. You may expect a small wait time, 2-4 weeks with shipping, as each one is custom made. The Deems device, https://buy.stripe.com/4gw29sexy4rvcrc149$895. The Deems 7 Healing Crystal Heads, https://buy.stripe.com/5kav1km6a3gh. Tonight I want to start by introducing to you something I promised you since a few weeks, and I know Chris is here and is listening. Chris has been given the blueprints of a device, a technology that is not from this earth but which uses principles and dynamics and physics of the whole universe, and that works on earth as well. Chris lives in Hawaii and he has given all his time and energy to make this vision real. He created this device. This is a healing device. It is called the Deems device, and I want to introduce you to it tonight. I gain nothing to it. The Deems device, it is a powerful electromagnetic device which creates a vortex of electromagnetic and piezoelectric energy. This energy is believed to help ease pain, balance damaged nerves and balance nervous system pathways for holistic natural healing. The Deems device is also helpful to practitioners in acupuncture, Reiki, energy healing and light workers. The device uses the native energy found in the practitioner and the patient, as well as the universal and crystal energy. The Vril 376, for instance, the energy for from the void, the zero-point energy. And also it amps them up exponentially, assisting in the balancing of the meridians, the chakras and healing of the body, mind and soul. You have all the details how to contact Chris and purchase this device in the description of this video. I really want to support it because I believe in this thing and I nothing to gain from it. I don't even know Chris, he just contact me by email and we chat, and I really believe this. This thing can help humanity. He told me by email that, and we believe both, that this blueprint was given by extraterrestrials, and you know the Amites are behind that, because that's what they do. Promotion for the device, Thatch has not tested yet. Situation update. These are times of change. Amazing times of change. The oppressors of humanity are losing. They're losing ground. They're losing power. They're losing forces, and they are going. They are being expelled from this solar system by those who have been fighting hard for us. The Galactic Federation. The Andromedan Council. The Council of Five and the Earth Alliance. Now it's time to start to plan the future, because victory is near. War is not over, as I always say. It is when we approach to victory that we need to fight the hardest to secure victory. When you see the shore from afar, you know you are touching destination, but you'd still need to sail, otherwise you'll never get to this shore. Agreements are passed at the moment in the star system between the Galactic Federation and the companies and the space forces, who have the abilities, the skills and the spirit to lead this world into a progressive future. And I'm very excited, because the enemy has been losing allies since a few years now, since this cleansing has started. Everyone turned their back to the Dark Ones, slowly, slowly, one by one. And now it is time we join the Galactic Federation of Worlds as members to benefit of their protection, the official sharing of technology, and once we're in, we're so protected. The Nebu and the Chico cannot do anything, they will go and leave us alone. But to reach this point, we need to unify as a peaceful world, and all those who have turned their back to the Dark Ones are now being offered agreements and accords with the Galactic Federation, who is here to help us set up our own future. And they are giving us the keys of our star system. They'll still be here keeping an eye to protect us, because we will then be part of them. So this is so exciting. You know, it is only by the spirit of integrating that you can go forward in the future unity instead of division. And there's an emergency for us to join this Galactic Federation with what we have, and it's okay. We'll get the we are helped by our big brothers and sisters, so it's very exciting. And now that these updates are given, I am going to lead you into the second part of this video, which is embracing our greatest power. For this I prepared a little presentation, and I'm going to share with you. Embracing your greatest power. Who are we? What are we made of? What are all the strands that compose our identity? We need to remember who we are. What are all our capabilities? Where do we come from? And all these answers lie within ourselves, within the core of our being, in the center of memory, in our pineal gland, the portal to all knowledge, the door of our genetic memory. We are interdimensional beings made with 22 different royal genetics. We are unique. We are magnificent. Our DNA is the two coils of our kundalini polarized into masculine and feminine. Our 377, join in the pineal gland and emit the signal that opens the portal. This is the druid egg, the eurozone forehead of the pharaohs. The ancient knowledge is encoded everywhere for us to understand and integrate, the kundalini blossoming and opening in a perfect union in the middle of our head. The two coils joined as one, allowing us to fly to other dimensions. Yes. This knowledge was known by the Anunnaki, by the ancient Egyptians, by the North with Yggdrasil, the tree of life, our DNA, the sacred shamanic tree allowing us to travel the realms. And the serpent coiled around this tree is no more than our own power, civilized by those who didn't want us to awaken, cast from our rights of being truly human beings, Homo sapiens sapiens. Forbidden to gain our right entitlement of knowing the true power of the inner coil of power. This is the Teslinergy. This is the mystical way of the ancient traditions. This is physics. This is the toroidal magnetic field generated by any human, living creatures, planets. Our Earth possesses the same electromagnetic field as we do. This is the tree of power, polarized masculine, feminine, positive, negative. This two opposite generates a field, a dynamics. They want us to be in fear, but if we move to the frequency of love, we become so powerful. Some beings disagreed with us reconnecting with this power. Who are they? Who were these custodians of humanity who hid this knowledge from us? Who are those who modified our genetics and try to bind us as slaves? Why? Where do they come from? They tried to erase our memory. But soul never really forget. It is time now. We regain our own power, we remember and cast these ones away. It is time to say that we do not consent, and that all the technology that's been kept away from us, is given back. And that we become, we are interdimensional beings. Let us break our chains of ignorance and reconnect with our memory throughout the pineal gland, the portal of the heart, and once we reconnect with who we are so powerful. That's why they don't want us to remember. We are the powerful beings and knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. Let us awaken that woo coils, masculine and feminine, and proceed to the sacred marriage within ourselves, the alchemical union of both polarities to become one within ourselves, a sovereign being, and one with all. A new with all dimensions, all universes. It is time, we rebel and stand up for our right as sovereign human interdimensional interstellar beings. Time is now. Reactivating the two coils of our DNA by reactivating the two coils of the Kundalini, it is the same thing. As you know, a Tesla coil is the same thing. You have two coils around going around a central axis, and this is what it is about. Our DNA is the same. Imagine when we activate it, imagine what we can do, the power we can spread. Imagine the power contained in the ancient devices, the ancient pyramids. You had a crystal with two coils around it. That was the power of Atlantis. It is exactly the same principle, our spine with all the chakras on it, it's the crystal, it's the central cord is the power generator, and the two Tesla coils around it, it's our two natural serpentine coils of our Kundalini, and that equals in all our cells. When we activate it, we activate in all our cells the two coils of the DNA, which equals the Kundalini. The cause of the Kundalini activating the power of our DNA. The power that lies all the potential that lies into our cells, into everything that is body is. These bodies are generators. They are power plants, and it allows the beings who inhabit these bodies to just wow expand our power. That woo coils of the Kundalini are part of the light being, the astral body, the soul, the light being that inhabits this body. When we activate these two coils, this Kundalini within which is part of our soul light being energy body. When throughout meditation we activate, we uncoil the Kundalini and we let the two coils go together around our spine and blossom in a lotus flower or the crown of serpents, serpent heads like Buddha. This is going to activate then the 3D physical body. What is going it is, what is it going to do with it? It's going to activate all the little coils present everywhere in all our cells. The DNA. All the 378 little coils will echo to it and suddenly ignite, activate, and suddenly this body will be activated and everything we can do with it. It's absolutely incredible. And when this body is activated, it doesn't block anymore the power and the abilities of the light being that inhabits it, because this light being who we really are is extremely powerful, interdimensional, but constraining this body, it's limited. Now let us activate this body. When the body no more is an obstacle, when 3D matter no more is an obstacle, all the things we can do defies imagination. So the work doesn't go from outside to within, but from within to outside. We are not going to start to work on the physical body and climb the stairs. No, we're going to directly work from above, from this the top of the ladder, and activate down everything. This is not the same as working with opening the chakras of the energy. We have three different bodies. The flesh body. The biological body with the flesh, bones, hair, fat, everything. That's the envelope that grows. That decays and that stops working after a while. Now this envelope has an electromagnetic field, which it. Everything has this, has an electromagnetic field. That's a dynamic geometry, it has an electromagnetic field. Everything that's alive also has an electromagnetic field. The planet, as you've seen in the presentation. The toroidal field as do this is the electromagnetic field, that belongs to the envelope. When our light being which inhabit this envelope leaves the envelope, because the envelope ceases working, this electromagnetic field just stops working as well and is just released into the great void. So here are three layers, our light being, our eternal soul light being, who travels from body to body, who can come from the stars, can come from Earth. Wherever you come from, we are immortal and eternal. Then we incarnate temporarily into the envelope, the flesh body. But this envelope, once it is ignited by a light being, when once it starts working, well, suddenly it produces an electromagnetic field, light being and flesh envelope, electromagnetic field of the flesh envelope. That's it. In the ancient Egypt you had also this knowledge of sen equals the body flesh, kes the electromagnetic field, the energy, and ba was the soul. Ba is represented by a bird with a human face, that means Egyptian near higher eclipse. It means this is something that can fly, and it's very metaphorical, means travel between realms and dimensions. Ka, the electromagnetic field, and thra also, it's part of the ka. It's two arms like this. It's funny, because it's like two sides, two coils. Three things, working with our light being upon activating the kundalini, the two coils of this light being, which is going to work on the consciousness as well. Consciousness belongs to the light being, not the flesh suit. We are going so to activate. Do something that's gonna have repercussions on the envelope, of course, and it will activate the DNA of the envelope, because that doesn't belong to the light being, it belongs to the flesh. We temporarily inhabit flesh suits, that have a history, that have a bloodline, that have amazing memory. The memory of these flesh suits which are embedded in the DNA. The DNA carries memories of the ancestors. So we all have carrying memories of the ancestors of this flesh suit, and parallel to that we carry also the memory of the previous incarnations of this light being. That is how we have been in our eternity, that he is about reincarnation, of course, he or wherever of world. So these two things are part of who we are, the journey of the soul and the journey of the blood, the DNA, and the two coils, the magical coils. So when we inhabit this flesh body, we superimpose two axes, the axis of the light being, the central spine, and the central spine of the electromagnetic field of this flesh suit, both are one with the other. Everything we eat, emotions we take, it's going to influx all, of course, on the flesh suit, but also on the soul. It can lower down the vibration of the soul. If you're a broadcast and send fear, you're going, 379, to become sick, and you're going to lower the vibration as well of your light being. So you need to do the work the other way around. Start within, start by working on this light being. Q. Alcohol lowers your vibration for sure, that's a very good point. You can have a beer, glass of wine times two times, it's exceptional. But you need to know that alcohol lowers down the vibration, and makes you more vulnerable to attacks. If you have like what we call spirits, that's not called spirits for nothing, like vodka, whiskey, tequila, that really lowers down your vibration and takes down your defense. Q. Most alcohol is compromised, and it is easier for dark entities to get into your space, yes. And give you a little example. I live in Ireland in a fishing village, and I don't drink that much, two times at the occasion. And sometimes I just go out to listen some music when we are not in a totalitarian dictator, and every time I approach the pubs, I see all these dark entity roaming around, preying on people. And when I go out, I'm well protected, I don't care. But I see them chasing, hunting people who have lowered down their shields enough that they can get in. And sometimes they don't get out. So alcohol is very dangerous. Not only in the way you know, but in a spiritual and metaphysical way, yes, even more. There's other things that lower your vibration, what you eat as well. What you put into this body be ingesting. You integrate the vibration of what you eat and drink, so it will modify the vibration of your flesh body and also your being inside. So for instance, do whatever you want with it. If you ate the flesh of an animal who died in stress, lots of adrenaline and stuff, you're going to take that in and radiate this frequency, lower yourself down to this frequency. If you eat flesh and blood, you lower yourself to the frequency of flesh and blood. And you smell flesh and blood to predator entities, such as reptilians or people like that. That's a reality, and I need to say it. Of course these people are leaving. If you eat very organic fruits or veg, you integrate a much higher vibration, and it helps flowing better. The emotions as well modifies the vibrations. Sugar as well. Especially processed sugar, it lowers down your vibration. Drugs as well. Q. Does injury or an unfound medical issues lower your vibration? If there is pain attached, yes. Pain lowers your frequency. If there's no pain. If it's just tissues that are altered but there's no pain and there's no infection, it won't lower your frequency. Raising your frequency will help healing big time, parallel to taking a treatment. Never stop taking a treatment when you decide to raise your frequency or do energy work to heal. You never stop the treatments you're taking, and that's something I want to precise. We are all starting to have the med beds in many places, and it's gonna get more and more widely spread. I've heard stories of people, for instance, who have a cancer and they stop healing themselves. I'm not talking about chem. You are talking about even alternative ways of healing cancer really work better. Anyway, an example, people stopping their treatment, hoping that med beds are going to come in their town and maybe it will come in 10 years and you'll be dead by then. Don't stop your treatment. Then you can live until these med beds are available. If you stop your treatment now and you don't have access yet to a med bed, that's insane. Keep on doing your treatment until you have access to it. Q. It's important to be someone with a nice clean love frequency, 380, yes. The love frequency. What is the love frequency? The love frequency is first, loving yourself, going into a meditation state and forgiving yourself first for all the mistakes you've made in your life. Mistakes are not some bad things, they are teachers. You are maybe fooled, maybe misled sometimes. It wasn't your fault that this mistake happened. Maybe you took a wrong path because you were misled or abused. It's fine, it wasn't your fault. If you took decisions willingly and it wasn't something that brought you prosperity and health or happiness, forgive yourself for that, because you were learning. And you've learned from it. And once you do that, you're not angry against yourself anymore. You just ease down all the regrets. No more regrets, no more anger, no more guilt. Because you just look at your younger self at that time and you said to your younger self, I forgive you. I know it wasn't your fault. I know it, Yao didn't know this, because you took this decision. You thought you would do the best that was the best. You never had bad intention. You never had bad intention. I love you, say to yourself and Hujia younger self, and tell your and yourself you are forgiven. Look, I'm fine now. It's gonna be alright, let's us work together now. And you start to give love to yourself at every moment of your life when these other things happened. And then you only have for yourself love, and you start to really vibrate it and embrace it. And this vibration of love, it is so high that you start to radiate it. And you radiate it, and that becomes so powerful, that it starts to transform the reality around you. The reaction and the interactions of a people and animals and everything else towards you, because the attitude that people have towards you, it is a response to what you send. If you send love, they can't aggress you. And if they still want to aggress you, it will just dissolve, because you will not respond to it, because you will be healed. You will not be at war with yourself, will be at peace. So then if everyone is at peace with themselves, we do not project any more our personal struggles outwards into our relationships with people, as a therapy. Because when we argue with someone because we've been hurt and we're offended and so we're going to attack this person, we just project outside our wound as a therapy, and we play actors with yourself and the other intervent, and you're going to play out your inner struggle. And the other person is going to play out the same inner struggle, because if they respond to you and play with you, because you have to share the same toys. Make peace with yourself. This is the only way we can go forward as a species, because for once in history of humanity, we will stop attacking each other. And you know, when you are in peace with yourself, no one can manipulate you, because you have no more wounds and you do not respond anymore to attacks. You don't care. You know who you are. You cannot be mind controlled. You cannot be abused. You are strong. You say no, fuck off, leave me alone, I do not consent, I am fine. And you are going to be also happier in relationships, because you will not choose a partner because you feel lonely and you need comfort, or you need to be comfortable. You need to be loved because you like to love. And so anyone who comes and kind of fulfill this but then realize that oh this is a person and this person has a personality. I don't like it, you know, when you heal your wounds. You make peace with yourself and you give yourself love, you are only going to attract people who feel the same way, on the same level of love frequency, and you will meet someone because you love this person, not because you need to be loved by some eon. That's the difference, because this person corresponds to your vibration and this will be wonderful. All starts within. Also not struggling with yourself. We stop struggling with others. The divide and conquer politics of the deep state will not have effect on us anymore and they lose power. We cannot be controlled anymore. We will start to unite and we'll federate in a peaceful civilization. Everyone will be empowered entities, people, countries all sharing together their cultures and interacting. Every offering to each other as individuals or as countries or as traditions and cultures, their heritage and gifts, who they are. 381. That's what's happening in the Galactic Federation and that's what they are enticing us to do on Earth to unite. Stop arguing. You don't understand the message, it's fine. Don't shoot the messenger because you don't like it. You don't like it because you don't understand. Make peace with you first. Q. What about marijuana and THC? It lowers your frequency. Many of you, I've done it as well. Try drugs or substances such as alcohol or THC, mushrooms or whatever else that makes you feel good. Some substances are going to move the barriers of protection, the barriers that separate the monkey mind to the consciousness, and you're going to have amazing experiences with your consciousness. You're going to do what the shamans do. When I learned the path of the shaman with my granny and a teacher, I needed to experience these substances. Traditional herbs such as megwort for instance, war mood or thesa, things like that. It helps projecting you into different realms of consciousness, even travel interdimensionally. But the thing is, when you do that, you need to be an experienced shaman or practitioner, never be alone and do that freaking well protected. Otherwise it does like alcohol. It makes you so vulnerable. It's like doing this outside, doing something that makes you so vulnerable outside, or doing it inside of a castle or fortress. Well, you rather do it inside a fortress. The thing is, we don't need these drugs. We don't need that. We can do without them. We can all die without them. You just encourage otherwise drug dealers to put money on their pockets. Don't doth hat. We reach these states of consciousness, altered states of consciousness throughout meditation, throughout connecting with who we are and what I was telling you earlier on, activating our doubled X power coil. Don't go be addicted. Addictions are controlled by entities that are going to make you wanting to take more and more because, then they look at you and suck out your life force. Q. Do some souls prefer to reincarnate in the same DNA bloodlines? Can this be a benefit to your next life vibration? I believe that many souls are reincarnating in the same bloodlines. What I would tell about the purpose of it is, that it helps this bloodline activate their DNA and their power quicker. And sometimes you won't experience a bloodline karma. It happens sometimes. I have incarnated into this bloodline already twice for reasons. Every time it's funny, it's like an apex as well. Because their bloodline of their body that this body I inhabit now has two very powerful bloodlines. And when it used to reincarnate twice, that's the third time, magical number 3, it's like okay, journey of the body of the bloodline, journey of the blood, journey of the soul, and sometimes up incarnation is like the DNA, it's the same pattern. And when there's a singularity incarnation into the same bloodline, this is a very powerful life, when the person is going to do stuff important for humanity. So that happens. But we're incarnating in different bloodlines also, of course, on different planets. It's very difficult to tell the difference between the memory of the light being, the soul throughout these different incarnations throughout the galaxy, and the journey of the bloodline that you carry. That this body carries in its DNA, that's the memory encoded in the DNA of the ancestors of these bloodlines, the forefathers and the foremothers of this bloodline. So sometimes you can build it mixed. You know, I've lived in Atlantis. Was it my light being who incarnated in Atlantis? Did I come there physically from Alpha Centauri, or was it this body who had ancestors living there? Andy, remember the DNA memory encoded in the blood of this body. It's very difficult. I don't know how to tell you how to spot the difference.